As the Torah in Parshas Nasai teaches us the halacha of Birchus Kohanim, the pasuk, the Birchus Kohanim culminate with the word V'yosim L'cha Sholim. And the Medrash teaches us of Shimba Chalafta Omer, Gol Sholim. Sholim is great. She'en Kli Ma Mekabel Brocha El Sholim. There's nothing that could bring bracha, that could bring blessing to our lives, only Sholim. Shenemar Hashem Yivarech Samei B'Sholem. And continues the Medrash. That's why in Birchus Kohanim, since it's the epitome of representation of bracha, the pasuk, the Birchus Kohanim, ends with the word V'yosem L'cha Sholem. The Sefer Ginza Yisrael from the Chart Kvar Rebbe makes a very interesting observation. He says, if we look at the pasuk that speaks about Birchus Kohanim, it begins Loshen Rabbim, Emalehem, Koisvachas Bnei Yisrael, Emalehem. The pasuk is spoken in plural. And then the pasuk changes to Loshen Yochid, to the singular, Yivarecha V'Yishmerecha. What is the pasuk teaching us? That first, Emalehem, Koisvachas Bnei Yisrael, Emalehem. We want to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. But the only way the Klal Yisrael should receive a worthwhile bracha is if it's for Yirechecha. That when each individual Jew receives a bracha, it's like all of us receive a bracha. We're all connected to each other. When the brachas are given, B'loshin Yachid, understanding that we're all connected and we're all one, then V'yasim L'cha Shalom, we can have the true bracha. One of the brachas is Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha. The Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Chof Amud Beis says Darish Rav Avira Zimnan Amala Mishmeid Rav Ami V'Zimnan Amala Mishmeid Rav Asi. Rav Ami, Rav Avira used to teach us. Sometimes he taught it to us in the name of Rav Ami. Sometimes he taught it to us in the name of Rav Asi. Amru Malach Asher Asaf Nei Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim say to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shloim Kasa B'Sayir Secha. It says in the Torah about Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Shloyis upon him V'Loyikach Shoyichet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't play favorites. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take bribes. V'lay ata nois upon him Yisrael. But you do seem to act that way. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Yisa Hashem panav eilecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show favoritism to Klal Yisrael. Amalhem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, V'chilay es upon him Yisrael. Is it only not appropriate that it should act that way? Shuksaf t'lem b'tayra. I write in the Chumash, V'chalta v'savata v'rechta s'shem l'kecha. Only when you eat and you are satiated do you say Birch Samazin. V'heim edagdikim al atzmam, a kezayis v'akabeya. They even just have a kezayis or a kabeya and they already say Birch Samazin. And Rav Chaim V'lozhiner asks on the wording of the Gemara, V'heim edagdikim al atzmam. What does the Gemara mean to say with the words al atzmam? The Gemara should have said, "Hey, medadikim, they are careful that they only say Birchus Hamazon. They already say Birchus Hamazon, Akazayas, Akabeya. What's the Al Atzmam?" Says Rav Chaim V'lozhiner. They're showing us here the way we're supposed to act towards ourselves and act towards others. And the Gemara is saying, "Hey, medadikim Al Atzmam. When it comes to they themselves, they're very careful, and they already say Birchus Hamazon." At Kazayis or Kabeya. But it's only Al Atzmam. It's only on themselves. When it comes to themselves, they could take the strict approach. But when it comes to other people, they don't treat other people that way. And other people, whatever other people do, they don't, they're not machmer on them, they're not strict with them. It's only for themselves that they take this approach, not when they're thinking about others. Rav Zeidel Epstein, Zatzal, the Mashgiach of Yeshiva Torah Or, used to say over from his Rebbe, the Mashgiach of the Grodno Yeshiva of Shlomo Harkavi Zatzal, speaking about Shalom. As we just said, the Gemara, the Medrash teaches us, Amrav Shim Mechalafta, Enkli Machs Bracha, L'Yisrael Ela Shalom. There's no greater bracha than Shalom. And the question is, that what makes Shalom so great? And we're thinking, when we think about Shalom, we think about Shalom that there's no machloikis, there's no disputes. When we think about Shalom, we think about people who don't have any fights, they try to live with each other. But he said that Shalom represents much more than that. The Pasuk says, Oysa Shalom B'mroimav. And what does B'mroimav mean? B'mroimav means those who are in Shemayim. Who are in Shemayim? In Shemayim we have the Malachim. So says the Medrash. Uma'am b'makam she'ein eva v'sina. Amongst the Malachim, there is no machloikus. Yet, the Pasuk says, Ois Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make peace. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make peace amongst them. Kavachomer, certainly in this world, Sheyesh Bem, where we have people, and people come with their own situations, and people come with their own feelings, certainly in such a place, we need to have Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to bring Shalom. So he explains from the fact that we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to create Shalom even in Shemayim, Oysa Shalom B'Raimov, it's very much a proof that Shalom is much more than just not having a machloikus. Shalom represents that they come to a different level, a world of achdus. And that world is a world that is connected to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents. We know that one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalom. And the Maral explains that even though we know Chazal often teach us that Chosma Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shal is Emes. So we have two different names, two different characteristics that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that are attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is Emes and one is Shalom. And it's interesting to point out that the Mishnah Berurah in Or Chaim, Simen Pei Dalet of Katan Vav, says that if you're in a mikveh, in a place where you have to be careful, so he says in a mikveh you're allowed to say the word Emes, but you're not allowed to say the word Shalom. That means even if when you're in the mikveh or in a place that you're not allowed to say the Shem Hashem, there's a person whose name happens to be Shalom. So you want to call him and you say the word and you call him by his name, Shalom. He says that is not appropriate. So we see from here that when we speak about trying to understand what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu represent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents Shalom. And it's so strong that that is the real understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we find in this week's parasha, based on the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kofto Zayin, Amar Aleph, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to write the parasha Soita and erase his name, all kedei lahashkin shalom bein ish l'ishtoi, to bring peace, to bring shalom between a couple. So we see that the greatest bracha and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us is shalom. And that's why the Pasuk says, Hashem oiz la'ame yiten Hashem yivarach es ame b'shalom. Ein oiz, says the Medrash El Torah. And even if we have a world of Torah, Hashem oiz la'ame yiten, we still haven't reached the final most important level. The highest and most important level that we could achieve. And perhaps what the Pasuk means to say, the way to achieve it is through Torah, is only Hashem yivarach es ame b'shalom. Only when we live in a world of Shalom, at that point can we reach, can we truly become what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be. I saw that from Yisrael Salanter, that Yisrael Salanter once came to a city and his one of his Talmidim invited him. And Yisrael Salanter, they came to the house and they had to wash their hands. And Rav Shaul Salanter took a minimal amount of water. And the Talmud asked him, why are you using such a little amount of water? I have plenty of water. He says, yes, but in those days they didn't have modern plumbing. And somebody had to carry that water to bring that water to the table, to the house. And if I'm going to use up a lot of water, that person is going to have to exert himself to bring more water. My chumrah that I want to use a lot of water is not a good enough reason to make another Jew have to work hard. And then he invited him, this Talmud invited him, Yisrael Salanter, for a meal, and he told him that the kashrus in my home is of the highest level, and by the meals that we have in our home, we sing Zmiris, we say Divrei Torah. Yisrael Salanter said, I'm happy to come to your home, but I only am agreeable to come to your home if you're going to make the meal Friday night very quick. And all the Zmiris and everything else in Divrei Torah should be not done. He said, so the Talmud asked Yisrael Salanter, why did you do this? So he said, let's call in, this was obviously a very wealthy person, let's call in the woman who cooks the meals in your home. And she came in, and Yisrael Salanter turns around to her and says, I want to excuse myself that the meal was maybe not quick enough. And that's why you couldn't leave to go back to your family until the meal was over. And she turns to Yisrael Salanter and she says, you should please come to this home every week. Every week, the meals take such a long time here, and I can't go home until to be together with my family until the meal is over. And as long as the meal is going on, I have to stand and work hard in the kitchen. Said Yisrael Salanter, the nicest meal you can make is a meal where another Jew will not suffer. If you're going to have a meal that will cause another Jew to be tired and work hard and not be able to be together with their family, that isn't what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for shalom, and the definition of shalom is unity. And the definition of shalom is that we should treat other people and think about other people the way we would want people to think and treat us.